Hi and welcome. You're joining us for the podcast episode 134.
Just then,
yes, I had a complete brain freeze.
Well, what can I say? You suck.
Oh, drop dead.
That was rather good, wasn't
it? That was a kicker.
A kicker of a track. It was good.
Yeah.
Right. So, you weren't being rude to me just then, were you?
What?
When you told me to drop dead?
No. That was the name of the track. Sorry. A bit slow on the uptake here. Trying to multitask, you see. I'm using an IRC chat client rather than the chat room on the website.
You're struggling to multitask, and yet you're female.
Well, somebody said my elite multitasking skills may be a little bit subdued. Yes.
Yes.
Anyway, that was Postcode with Drop Dead from Douglas on the Isle of Man. Mikey and Marie started writing together in 2005, and by the end of 2006, they had an album written and decided to become a band. Mike Flood joined on drums, and Christian Doherty, Mike's not-so-little brother, Mikey's not-so-little brother, came on bass, and Andy Gifted on guitar. Released an album in 2007. Mike Flood left the band later that year and was replaced by Martin Rocklord Rigby.
Rocklord.
Andy then left and moved to England to be with his beloved.
Oh.
May 2008, the band released the post-Zebracore EP, which was on a download-only release. This track's from Zebraland, and if you want to find out more, you can check out postcode.bigcartel.com or myspace.com/postcode.
Yeah, I remember the last time we played Postcode, us discussing the whole zebra theme, because they seem to have all their albums named after, before, part of, in zebras, which I thought was rather interesting. Anyway, welcome one and all. This is the Bugcast, episode 134. It is Friday the 5th of November. If you couldn't
remember,
tell...
Remember the 5th of November, the night we all dread, because the kiddies hate it, sort of thing.
They didn't rhyme.
It wasn't meant to rhyme.
My bad. Ooh, there goes another one. They're
currently being sued by classical music.
Indeed.
On repeat. Well, the Hamlet advert was on there, and...
I can't help but thinking, every time someone mentions the Hamlet advert, Gregor Fisher, Mr. Baldy Man. Do you not remember that advert when he goes into, like, a toilet cubicle and tries to light it, and it fails, and then he tries it again, and it fails for another reason?
But didn't Ross Lambert do one as well?
Oh, loads of people did. Loads of some Z-list actors did. Yes. Anyway, so yes, thank you as always to the guys from the Dumbed Down Life for the use of their Shoutcast server, allowing those people that are in the chat room listening to us live to do so. And who do we have in the chat room tonight?
Quite a few, actually.
It's a bit busy in there at the moment.
Well, I'm in there twice.
Not that I can see it, so I'm kind of relying on you.
Well, there's Chris, Amethyst, Darren. I'd say Nick was there in the background, but apparently she's hogging his PS3 and doing various things to sim characters. She's trying to get them to have four kids, and I'm warning Darren, she's just trying to drop
four
monumental
kids.
Hints. Not four candles. Yes.
James
Corachia, Jorvik, Lainey, Mark Marshall, me on the other machine, Phil from work, Rowley, and Yenny.
Well, welcome one and all. Thank you very much indeed.
And obviously Connor's in the background, because we've got our youngest listener again.
Yes. So, yes, there you go.
Aww.
Aww. So, yeah, fantastic. Okie dokie 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 dokie. How do you fancy some chicken?
Nope. I'd rather have some halloumi, thingamajiggy, and pita bread and lots of nice stuff without the hot dressing. And are you thinking of Nando?
No, oh, 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 oh. No way. Girl, you can say what you wanna, say. Do what you wanna, choose who you wanna, use who you wanna now. I don't care anymore, sad, but I don't care. Girl, you can see who you wanna, be with who you wanna, tease who you wanna, and please who you wanna now. I don't care anymore, sad, but I don't care. I'm sure you thought that I would never ever survive. And even after leaving, I realize you wanna stress me with your guy. Trying your best to drive me crazy, but you don't faze me. My love has changed. For you and I there is no maybe, just go your way. Girl, you can say what you wanna, do what you wanna, choose who you wanna, use who you wanna now. Try
don't give a damn what the hell you wanna do. Now see who you be with, who you please, who you free. Just remember to can play this game. Oh yes, to can play this game. Yeah. Oh. Girl, you can say what you wanna say, do what you wanna do, choose who you wanna do, use who you wanna now. Cause I don't care anymore.
Territory.
Definitely. I'll have to let him know about this one.
Well, that was Nando with Say What You Wanna, radio edit, and there's a bit of debate in the chat room as to whether radio edit is valid or not. But
it was in the file name, so yes. I kept it, and they kind of made a point of it. So I don't know whether it was because there were some swearies in the original version, or whether it was done to bring it down to the 3 minutes and 44 that was in it originally.
Potentially.
Because listening to some of the reggae dub stuff that Codger plays, it can go off on for hours. So it might just have been to bring down the time.
Well, Nando, alas, is nothing to do with the Yummy Food Outlet. It's actually short for Hernando. His father is a Jamaican champion jockey, and whilst his father's become a Jamaican legend for his exploit at riding horses, Nando looks to become a legend only at riding rhythms.
Rhythms.
Spelt R-I-D-D-I-M-S, and I love that little thing. I had to get that in there.
Like the rhythm.
He's got a 4-song EP, Look at These Girls, and he's had comparisons made to him against Rick Rock and Kevin Little.
And Wayne Wonder.
Yes. And working with hot young British-based producer D-Wan, New York-based James Jimmy G. Gately, and veteran reggae musician producer Barry O'Hare.
I've heard that name.
Mm. You can find out more at hearttoartmusic.com. That's heart as in the thing that goes ba-dum ba-dum in your body, and art as in drawing and painting sort of thing.
That's quite cheesy, really, isn't it?
But they seem to be some sort of like label that promoting various acts.
Mm.
And it was sourced from Aerial Publicity, and he's based in New York.
Fantastic. As all the best people are.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that, aren't I? No, I'm not. We'll get to you in a minute, Mark.
Butt-kissing. No? No.
Creeping is probably... it's not even creeping, is it?
Why are you allowed to creep?
No, it's not creeping. It's bringing attention to the talent.
You're trying to lead in to the next...
But I'm actually leading in a bit early because we're not ready to talk about that just yet.
You're hinting at it.
Yes. Teasing.
Teasing.
Right. I believe... Contrafibularities. I believe it's with you.
All right. Manano.
I.
Manano, no, no.
I.
Yes, so Dave's doing NAPOD POMO.
I am.
Which is National Podcasting Posting.
NADPOD POMO.
National Podcast Posting Month.
Oh, dear.
And I'm doing NaNoWriMo, which is National Novel Writing Month. This is the third time I've tried it. This is the first time I've tried it with actually outlining a story beforehand. And so far, it's working. Mm. I'm around about 10,790 words. And so I'm probably about a day and a half ahead of the game. Things are starting to flow quite nicely.
Are you permitted under the rules of NaNoWriMo to actually give some kind of overview of what your book is about?
Yes.
Do you want to?
It's going to be called Full Circle, and it starts off on a train with a couple in the first class carriage who are joined by a third, Outwardly, visually, he seems like he's a bit rough and ready and a bit of bad news. But he works out he's quite charming and charismatic, puts them at ease. But then potentially their initial opinion may have been the right one. But was it? So the idea being the story is nobody is what they seem, and it's hopefully going to be passed off as not knowing who's the good and who's the bad. So there you go.
Is that all you're going to give us?
It does not involve any vampires, Darren.
Ooh, there's a shocker.
I'm in a little writing thing on one of the other IRC channels where people do sprints, and some of the sprints they've sort of suggested words and things and phrases to try and get it into the story. And last night I did manage to use radishes.
How on earth do you get the word radishes into that story?
I have my ways.
Well, you're going to have to read the story to find out.
Yes.
But you probably won't be publishing that for quite some time. Obviously, I use the word publishing loosely in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just basically the challenge is to do 50,000 words or more within the month of November.
Excellent.
So effectively, I'm a fifth of the way there with only 5 days of the month gone. So, yes.
Well,
there will be no vampires, I assure that, Rowley. Absolutely zero. No, the radishes was used in a phrase by a character describing some things that she did with them, but
you're not
you have to read it to understand it.
You're making it sound somewhat dodgy.
It was a flyaway comment. One of my characters was sharing a story of a funny patient thing that happened in an A&E thing, and it was a couple that were stuck together and he helped free them, and the woman relaxed enough to share stories of this isn't the worst they've been through, and it mentioned radishes, and it was just because it was a challenge to get it in there, and it sort of shoehorned its way in there, as
moving
it were.
Swiftly on from that. So yeah, so you need to complete 50,000 words by the 30th of November.
Yes.
And what does that entitle you to? What can you do with it?
I think you get sort of like a big discounty thing on publishing it yourself. You know, like if you wanted to copy.
If you win, is it not?
Yes. But the thing is, I will say one thing about Nano. They check you have done the required number of words. They don't check what those words are. So it is possible that people have won in the past.
Go blah, 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 blah.
Have maybe
blah,
done
blah,
a paragraph blah. And then just repeated it 50,000 times to get the 50,000 words.
But that's cheating.
But I don't believe in that. And a lot of people do little short stories and do lots of little short stories and join in. I'd rather do the challenge properly. But I have to say there's been a big difference between writing it down and winging it and actually having a plan and an idea of where a story is going to go, because I don't feel like I'm losing it yet. The last time I came close, I did about 18,000 words in 11 days and then just suddenly stopped because I ran out of things to say and storyline.
But judging by the amount of time you've been spending on this so far, it does seem as though you do have plenty to go.
Well, you've seen it. I've got about a 4-page outline, which is around about 60 loose bullet points detailing how the story will progress and what I need to cover in the story. So,
well, it'll be interesting because I'm certainly looking forward to seeing what comes of it.
Yes, I'm enjoying it so far. I'm getting to a meat bit at the moment, so there's a lot of. I did about 7,000 words yesterday because I was at a good point in the storyline sort of flowed. Didn't come to bed till about 20 past midnight and feel a bit tired today, but it's kind of part of the fun of it.
It is. So if you want to find out more about how Caroline's getting on with her NaNoWriMo, the best way to do that is to listen to the NaPod Pomo.
Yeah.
That I'm doing, which I will tell you more about after we've had the next couple of songs.
So we're going back to New York, aren't we?
We're going back to New York, yes.
And it's a song about, well, I don't know if it's about that person, but it has the title in.
I presume it's about that person. No, I don't think it's about that person.
But it's about
the
person with that name.
The big lips and the
snuggable lips.
Nice behind.
And she's mine.
She would have shut up.
She's mine.
She would have shut up on it. Should we play the song?
Yes.
Okay, so here is a song by Mark Marshall.
It felt so real, it felt so real.
If ever there was a wrong time to turn the microphone on, that was it. I don't know whether you heard that, but an enormous banger just went off outside our window. Just about 15 seconds towards the end when I said, I'm about to put the mic live, press the button.
And I'm sorry, but it was because I was shocked by the thing that went out this time.
Anyway.
That made me jump.
Back to the task at hand. Oh. That was Mark Marshall.
And that...
Stop it!
That was an exclusive to the podcast. Brand new remastered version of a track that we have played before.
Indeed.
That was Angelina, direct from Mark, who is in the chat room at the moment, who says he added those fireworks in, so yes, they were intentional. Mark is wildly diverse, meticulously crafted songs that range from radio-ready pop to hard rock, piano-driven ballads to soundtrackish instrumentals, futuristic rock, funk, jazz to clubby techno dance. And his website has also had a new overhaul, so everyone should go look at it because it's nice and pretty and fabulous.
Definitely. And that website is?
MarkMarshall.com.
Fantastic. Yes, and as Caroline said, the brand new remastered version, we are the first to play it, which I'm immensely honoured about. And I do believe that it will be one of the tracks that will appear on the new remastered version of New Eye, which will be coming out hopefully in the very near future. Having heard that for the first time, actually in a pair of headphones rather than through my laptop speakers, the sound quality is infinitely better. Sorry, the composition quality is infinitely better than that of the original version on the CD. There seems a lot more, much more presence to it. It just it's smoother, it's nice. I liked it.
Smooth.
Ah, see, James just said he couldn't tell the difference between the album version. But I suppose it depends how you're listening to it. If you listen to the two side by side, I personally would have said that the thank you, the New Eye version would have sounded a little bit flatter. But that's just me. Right. So, Mark, thank you very much indeed, A, for coming along, and B, for letting us have that track first. Yes, and sorry, the Marcus just said in the chat room that the official album name for the remastered version of New Eye is called The Other New Eye. Which I think is a great name for an album. It really is. Right, that bit of paper can go there. And I'm going to talk about Napod Pomo. Now, it's something new for me to attempt to do a podcast every single day within a single month. And
did you not try it last year and give up?
No, I didn't do it last month. I thought about it, but me being my usual procrastinary self, I never actually got around to it. But no, I made the decision this year that I was definitely going to go ahead and do it. But I had a bit of a purpose behind it as to what I wanted to achieve by doing Napod Pomo. I didn't just want to do 30 shows. I wanted to do 30 shows for a reason. And what I've decided to go by... You're going to get me a drink, sweetheart, while you're up. Thank you very much. yeah, the purpose was to talk about podcasting, what podcasting is, promote other podcasters, explain how I podcast. The show that came out this morning, Napod Pomo, day number 5, actually explained the setup here and the kit that I use and how it's done and stuff. So if you haven't listened to that yet, please do so, because I think you might enjoy it. Typically, they're around about between 15 and 20 minutes a pop, except the last one that was 25, but we don't go there. Oh, thank you very much.
Do apologise.
But yeah, no, I'm really, really enjoying it. I didn't think I would. I didn't think I would stick it out. But having done 5 shows in 5 days, they're starting to flow a lot better. I'm starting to enjoy them more. I'm looking forward to coming into the studio, setting up the laptop, and just doing a show every day. Don't get used to it. I'm not going to do it every day after November. Yeah, Rody just said they can be as long as you want. In terms of the rules of Napod Pomo, you just have to post some audio a day. That could just be me saying, hello, checking in for Napod Pomo, goodbye. But I didn't want to do that. I wanted to put something a bit more valuable into it. And I know that a lot of people that don't actually listen to the Bugcast are listening to the Napod Pomo series, which is great to hear, because I'm starting getting feedback from people that I wouldn't have normally heard from, which is really nice. And from those people that have come in and discovered the Napod Pomo feed, some of those are now coming back to join the Bugcast, which is just amazing. I'm so happy about it. So, yes, if you want to listen to the podcast, Napod Pomo series, you can do so. If you are a long time listener, you don't have to do anything. You'll already be getting the shows through the feed, except if you're listening through iTunes. On iTunes, I've actually stripped out the feed, so you're only getting the main podcast shows. But if you want to listen to the Napod Pomo things and you're not getting them already, then there is a separate feed you can subscribe to. The website address is thebugcast.org/category/extra. And that's where I'm going to put all the additional shows that don't come under, like, the Bugcast. So the additional ones. And there's a feed address you can subscribe to as well. So I will be posting all of that stuff in the... I heard that.
Sorry.
Going tick, tick, tick. In the show notes for this episode of the Bugcast, for you to have a nosy around and see what you like to listen to. So, yeah. Indeed. Okie dokie 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 dokie.
Okie dokie, is that the new thing? Rather than the little...
Little, 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 little.
Okie dokie dokie
dokie. Okie dokie dokie dokie.
Can I just say, taking those antibiotics without water...
is stupid, for one.
I did that earlier today because I'd forgotten
tablets. You never take tablets without water. Never, 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 never. Right, we are going to have our...
Our sort of comedy song.
Pseudo comedy. Virtual comedy.
And it's you know what?
What?
Pluto rocks.
You always seem so distant, a billion miles away. We travel different orbits. You're not my day. Never knew you too well. You seem a little cold, but you've been a part of me since I was 5 years old. I don't care what people say, you could always be mine. I don't care what the experts say,
sorry. Well, they've caught me out like I caught him out, so we're equal.
Yeah, whatever.
That was Subplot A with Pluto Rocks.
Pluto Plops.
Maybe Pluto needs to become Pluto. Subplot A is Aaron Lacra, a writer masquerading as an eye surgeon, who wrote a song to impress a girl who married him anyway. He put together a virtual band and did a debut album. Now, that's a short story. I'm going to come on to the long story in a minute. That track is from his album Tragic Romantic Mock You Fantasy.
I beg your pardon?
You heard.
Okay.
Right, so this I had to share because this is probably funnier than the song. How to release an album. Go to med school, realise you want to be a writer. Get your MD, write the next great novel, get rejected. Become an eye surgeon. Then become a bicycle tour guide in Europe. Write screenplays, get rejected. Meet a girl, get a job because you now have responsibilities. Write a non-fiction book, propose. She says, yes. Write first dance song, remember you can't sing, oops. Call a friend, impress wife with the song, not the dancing. Write more songs, have kids, impress kids with screenplays, turn them into bare aeroplanes. Write more songs, try to save Pluto, hence the song we've just done. Realise you have an album, which apparently doesn't suck. Embezzle 15 minutes of YouTube fame with a song called Hey There, Iginla. Release a CD, but don't quit your day job.
I'm going to go and do that now.
Cool.
Fantastic.
Anyway, if you want to find out more, check out subplota.com.
Excellent. That was quite a comedy song or not. It was still a very good track.
Yes, it was
Yes.
Don't know what the dum is supposed to mean, but yes.
Usually the sound of every portable media player that you hear on buses, tubes, trains, trams.
Well, no, because nowadays they decide you have to listen to the music and they put them on speakers, even if the music is
rubbish.
Oh,
don't even start me on that.
Yes, we were both traumatised today, weren't we, Dave? Was it Will I Am who sampled
Video Killed the Radio Star?
And then done a really weird track.
Well, it was crap, that's what it was.
Yes. I was trying to avoid being sued, you know, so weird sounded better than crap, but yes, it was crap.
Crap has more feeling behind it. And if I had the sound effect with me, I would play it.
What?
No, the...
Oh. I think that was supposed to be a toilet flush or whatever. I've never heard a toilet flush that goes... Oh, dear.
Well, this week, both of our children have come back with awards of some kind. Cara came back from school today. With a certificate.
A gold award.
A gold award.
Because she's an amazing artist.
Indeed. Which was very, very good to see. And Amy had her first school report.
Which is a social report, which says how they're settled in. And it was really nice. She's very chatty. She likes sharing her news with other people. She's settling in well. She's very kind to her peers. She's doing her work well. And the teacher's looking forward to... teaching her for the rest of the year.
See this?
Pride. I did find out this week they had a fire engine visit and the kids got to have a look at the fire engine and get a little sit inside it and play with the water hose. And I was told by the teacher this morning, that Amy amused them no end because from the moment they arrived, the moment she was taken back to the classroom, she did not shut up. She chattered and chattered and chattered.
Well, there's a shocker.
And we're probably going to get a visit because she's told the fire brigade that we don't have a smoke alarm upstairs and neither does Gran.
Oh, my goodness me.
We do.
We have... Stop. Oh, that was in stereo. We do have fire smoke alarms. We have two of them.
One at the bottom.
And one at the top.
The one at the bottom's never gone off despite the fact that I have frequently smoked out the kitchen.
Not enough. You're not trying hard enough.
I always set my mum and dad's off, but then again, they always use fatty stuff in the grill, and I do something non-fatty in it.
But we also have that little device on there, which is a
fire engine,
SCO,
which is a carbon monoxide
detector.
Yes,
because we live very close. There's not just carbon monoxide, is it? It's that because we live in a mining village and we're very, very close to a pit. Isn't there some other kind of gas? Don't put that there, you dingbat, that's hot.
Is it radon?
I can't remember what it is. But it's something to do with that.
Very low levels up this level.
Yes, it is, but it could change at any time.
I had a really, really, really random thought. It's probably not going to mean anything to anyone. There's a series of 6 or 8 houses being bought over the site of an old pub where the Bowman used to be.
Yeah, they knocked it down and built up blocks of flats. Or
which of those houses is over the cellar, and what have they done? Because obviously they had a cellar.
They would have concreted it in.
Depends if they cut corners or not.
No, the building regulations, they would have had to have made a solid foundation for the house.
Well, you say that, but Jane lives on the site of an old mine.
Or converted it into a basement.
Yeah, tinpot houses, can't imagine a hidden basement, mind you. Well, no, weird things have happened.
Indeed. Photographs.
Yes, school photographs. A little bit disappointed this year. There was 2 to choose from. 2 of Amy, 2 of Cara, and 2 of them together. And not as much choice as last year, but some of them were really good and some of them were a bit, not so sure. But they cost so expensive. The cheapest option is to buy 2 5-inch by 3.5-inch at 9 quid.
7 by 5s.
No.
Yes.
2 5-inch by 3.5-inch are £9. 2 7 by 5-inch are £13.
Oh, okay.
Up to a package where you get 1 10 by 7, 2 7 by 5s, 4 5 by 3.5s,
and 8 3.5 by 2s.
2.5s for £26. Mm. But it's still a ridiculous amount of money.
It is, but it's a seller's market.
It's fleecing people.
No, I disagree.
Oh, shush.
I disagree. If you got somebody in to take a picture of you or your family or your child, you would easily pay upwards of 50, 60 quid just for them to come along and do it.
They offered you the option of buying the file so you could do what you wish with it. They haven't given that option this year.
But I wonder if we went to them and said, can we buy it? Well, you'd have to pay through the nose for it, obviously.
It's stupid, though. It's our child.
Yes, it's his work.
Imagine how much money they must make from the average school.
Look, when we went to the Sheffield Wheel, when we went on our recon visit for Podcrawl.
Oh, was it 25 quid?
It was £25. Now, they took the photograph as we went in. Didn't tell us what it was for, but I guessed it was for promotion. Maybe we would have been offered to buy one of those. I travelled on the Sheffield Wheel photograph in a folder. But they had like this entire pack that they'd made up for us of possibly an 8x10 photograph, a key ring with a photograph in it, a calendar, postcards and such like, all with our photograph on it. And said, here you go, do you want this for 25 quid? Do you want this for 25 quid? And I looked at the lass that was holding it up, looked at it, looked back at her and said, no thanks. And we walked off. So they've already spent out to produce this material, which they've now got to either trash or pull the photographs out so they can put new ones in. Which I think is really daft.
It's wrong.
James just said in the chat room, I don't see the point of a professional photographer coming to the school. Is that to guilt pressure the kids who aren't getting a photo into getting one? I'm guessing it must be done because they're readily done up in uniform when at school. Yeah, when you have a photograph, the school photograph, you're always in your school uniform.
Well, last year Amy was, Cara was in her civvies.
Because Cara wasn't to school. But I'm talking about the pupils.
Yeah. Last year, they just seemed to be more fluid. There were more... I mean, last year, we had the opposite effect. We had, like, 8 or 9 pictures to choose from, and it was hard to choose the specific one. This year, we've had 2 options. And in every case, there's been a really good one and a really nice, but something wrong with it one. Like, Cara makes it look like she's...
I disagree.
...really chubby and that she's thinking sinister thoughts. Her name is beautiful, apart from the fact that it makes her look about 10 times the size of what she is.
Slight exaggeration. It's a very cute photograph. So we're not sure.
But then again, darling, we have a pale yellow wall upstairs, and pretty decent computer, pretty decent cameras. And if we can get the kids to stand still enough, maybe we can do our own.
Yeah, but there's still the whole domestic nature of the photograph.
No, if it's a plain background.
No, the fact that it's shot inside a room, the lighting won't be right, the camera settings will be whatever the camera want them to be, and we don't have the composition eye of a professional photographer. So it's not the same.
Could at least give it a go.
Oh, yeah.
We've done some darn decent photos.
Stop, darling. Kids. That is hot. You're going to melt it. It's plastic. Put it down. Thank you. Right. Let's have... Dingbat. Let's have some more music. And this is a track from...
Do I fancy a bit of milk? Should we call the milkmen?
Yeah, let's.
Yeah, you keep coming round for nothing. Sing why, yeah, you keep coming round for nothing. Please ease the pain, it's hurting. Please ease the pain, it's hurting. I ain't gonna come around no more. Smell too much like a drug. Said I ain't gonna come around no why, yeah, you keep calling. You call me up, 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 but not say nothing. Please stop trying to ignore me. Please stop trying, it's hurting. Said I ain't gonna come around no more. Smell too much like a drug. Said I ain't gonna come around no more. Said I ain't gonna come around no more. Smell too much like a drug.
You know, I could make a really, really sad link back to Twilight from this song.
Well, you can't make it any sadder than the link you made to get into the track in the first place.
Because Edward Cullen at one point says to Bella, "You're like a drug to me." Tumbleweed. On a more serious note, that was The Milkmen with Like a Drug. We were given that by Matthew from Hubbub Music. They're from Perth. They're a three-piece acoustic groove rock band. Connor McLaughlin on rhythm guitar and vocals. Elliot Careswell, bass and backing vocals. Jonathan Riviere on drums and percussion. Formed in 2006. Jonathan on drums and percussion was added in late 2008. They've written around 70 original songs, so there's pretty much good scope there to include them again. And they're not easy to shoehorn into a specific genre, and they're all about creating good music and captivating lyrics. If you'd like to find out more, check out myspace.com/themilkmenband.
And just to clarify, that's Perth in Australia, not Perth in Scotland.
Did I not say Australia?
No, you said from Perth.
I said Australia in my head. Australia! What's war?
That's even West Australia.
West Australia.
Western Australia. G'day from WA. Can I hear that? Can you hear the music upstairs still?
Yeah.
I thought I was playing a bedding track. Yeah, no. I thought I was hearing a bedding track, but it's not. It's the classical music upstairs that the kids are sleeping to. Right. Where are we? What have we got left? Nothing. We have nothing left. Okay, so...
Some more songs?
Time to do one.
We got more song.
More song?
Yes.
We do have more song. Right, next week the podcast... Turn her microphone off. Next week, the podcast episode 135 will be broadcast live in the podcast chat room at thebudcast.org/live. I'm going to have to get some way of getting all that gubbins read out more simply.
Why don't you have a pre-recorded thing?
Yeah, I think I might get one of John the Nice Guy's audio automatic text-to-speech synthesized
jobbies.
No.
Just
how many times?
Just do a jobby, record it, and play the jobby every time we need to. Sound
She wants me to play a jobby. Yes, do a jingle for it or a bumper. Yes, I have asked people to do bumpers, but I just keep getting ignored. Is anybody there? Are people listening?
Hello.
Who on earth was that? Yes, episode 135 in the podcast chat room on Friday the 12th of November at 9 p.m. We're now back in GMT. I hope everybody remembered to put their clocks back on Sunday. If not, then, well, you're daft. Not that it really mattered to those... Not that it really mattered to iPhone users. Because there was a bug in it that when the clocks went back, the some recurring alarms on the iPhone didn't go back with them. So even though it was 5 o'clock, the alarm still went off at 6 o'clock, which was kind of pathetic. I don't have an iPhone. Ha ha ha, I got up on time.
You've got an Android.
I have got an Android. Do I have an Android or do I have an Android phone? Because you can have a BlackBerry. You can have an iPhone. Do you have an Android?
Yeah.
Or do you have an Android phone?
You have a Windows Mobile.
Not anymore.
No, there's a new one.
Windows Phone. Windows Phone Series 7 series.
Windows, phone. Let's do an advert to try and be cool, but just really can't do it.
Yes, let's come to the party late and make it look like we're fantastic, but actually we're not and stuff. Anyway, if you want to get in contact with the show, you can do so by sending an email to feedback@thebugcast.org. You can also visit the website at thebugcast.org and check out the show notes for this show, which is episode 134, to get more information on the artists and the music that has been played. So that's pretty much it. We're going to play our last track, and it is yet another phenomenal play from Antares.
Well, from Pau in France, that was Antares with Different Way. So we started the show with a kicker and we ended with a kicker.
Absolutely.
They've been together since 2003. They released three demos between 2004 and 2006. Their first album came out in August 2006, Silalen. In January 2008, they took a break. They reformed a year later and they're working on material at the moment. If you'd like to find out more information, check out myspace.com/Antares. And we source them from Jamando.
Fantastic. And if you haven't yet listened to day 5 of Napod Pomo, you won't know that we featured, featured an Antares track on there as well.
We've played them on our show before as well.
Yes. Well, that's what I'm doing with the tracks that I'm playing for Napod Pomo. I'm taking them all from past. Except the one we're going to be playing today, which is one that we've never played before, ever, at all, ever, ever. So there you have it. That is it. Thank you very much indeed for coming along and joining. Thank you for sticking around in the chat room. If you do hang around in the chat room, then we'll be recording day 6 of Napod Pomo live pretty much straight afterwards. So hope you enjoyed the show. Have a fantastic week, if we don't speak to you beforehand. And we shall catch you on next Friday.
Yes.
Yes. Fine.
Bye.
See ya.